The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise One Mobile Studios aboard the MSC Poesia, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Cruise Radio. Also, sign up for our newsletter at cruiseradio.net.
And check out our premium content, giving you full access to all the unedited interviews, all the material that doesn't make it to the free shows each week. We'll start you out with a free trial. Then after that, it's only $2.99 a month.
Also, we just added the annual pass. So if you have a cruise lover in your life, maybe a Christmas gift for them, a year subscription to Cruise Radio premium content.
Perfect. We are our last day at sea, actually. We hit Key West. We hit Jamaica, Grand Cayman, Cozumel. Had a great week. And now we're headed back to Fort Lauderdale. Give us some fun facts about the MSC Poesia.
Sure. This ship was launched in 2008. It's 963 feet long, 105 feet wide. That's the beam of the ship. 987 crew members on here. It can hold up to 3,600 passengers. And it's one of the greenest ships in the MSC fleet.
And Doug, what does MSC stand for?
Mediterranean Shipping Company, and this is actually the fourth largest cruise carrier on the planet.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, and Italian-owned and designed. It really shows in the decor. I mean, this is a beautiful ship, very colorful and vibrant, and it really just pops out at you everywhere you go. It's a really, really lavish design.
And a little fun fact about this ship, too. Every deck on the ship is named after an Italian poet.
And prepare to be entertained as we massacre the pronunciation of all of those names. We'll certainly do the best we can.
Right now, Katerina, the cruise director from Germany, joins us. Katerina, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
How long has the ship been sailing in the North American market for?
In the North American market already for more than 10 years. Before, with the smaller ships like the Melody, we had the Orchestra 2 years ago here. We had the Poesia last year here, this year again. Sometimes also even the Lyrica and the Opera. So the ships actually were sailing in the North American market, but being a European company, we are not that known, but we have at the moment actually even 11 ships.
As far as for first-time cruisers who have never sailed the MSC brand before, what can they kind of expect?
Definitely a European style. So having, for example, also five languages on board, having an entertainment differently than the entertainment on an American ship. We do not have any comedians due to five languages. It's just impossible. Right. So we try to have really wonderful production shows that speak for themselves. Without any comedians, but with great artists, plenty of dancers, great music. The animation team that we have on board is perhaps also something that the American ships do not offer in this, let's say, variety. We do have in the evening activities with them, from the election of Mr. Italy to dance contests, everything during the day, trivias, dance lessons, sports activities, whatever you can imagine, for adults and also for children.
Speaking of children, what kind of kids program does MSC offer?
We do have basically a kids program divided in three age groups. They do have a mini club, a kids club, and a teenagers club, taking care with the six different entertainers, animators, having a program throughout the day and also in the evening, even, for example, dinner together so that the parents, in case that they would like to have a nice candlelight dinner, can enjoy the dinner themselves and leave the children with us.
Is it it's protocol in the North American market, or is it all over the MSC fleet where the languages are done in multiple nationalities?
All over the fleet. We always have five languages on board if we have the passengers of the different nationalities. For example, short trips for 3 days, most of the time gives us only the American passengers, so we can limit it to one language down. But normally we also have plenty of Europeans on board, and then we do have the five languages on board.
A few moments ago you were mentioning about the shows. What can you expect for as far as entertainment and the shows go on board here? Is it more of a Broadway, more opera, or...
Basically, we do offer everything. Let's start, for example, with a normal variety show. You have dancers inside. You have artists inside. There are about 3 to 4 different numbers of artists always in every single show. We have knife throwing. We have a wonderful duo, acrobatic duo. It's just the highlight for every passenger of this cruise. We do have another duo being more like silk act, female duo, also female acrobats. We do have three Russian guys jumping on a Russian bar with standing on a ball. So there is plenty of really amazing activities inside the show. Usually the artists do have 2-3 numbers. So you can see in every single show also different artists, different numbers. One day is a variety show. The other day is a Broadway musical show. Then we have also classic opera one day. It's basically every single day we try to meet different tastes.
This is a gorgeous ship and a big ship too. How many people work underneath you?
In my department, we are about 78 in total.
Wow, so you never really find yourself being spread too thin then?
No.
How long have you been doing the cruise directing gig for?
To be honest, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Previous cruise experience?
Yeah, I was 3.5 years assistant cruise director and started as a social hostess. So in total, it's almost 5 years by now.
Has it all been with MSC?
Always MSC.
She is the cruise director aboard the MSC Poesia?
Poesia.
Okay, Poesia. I'll get it right before I get off the ship.
Italian lessons.
Yes, yeah, I should take the Italian lessons.
Benvenuti a bordo. Herzlich willkommen a bord. Bienvenue a bord. Muy bienvenidos a bordo. Welcome on board MSC Poesia.
Thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Thanks for having me again.
Like Katerina was saying, there is so much to do on the ship.
Basketball, tennis, miniature golf, shuffleboard, dance lessons. My favorite? Stretching with Marina.
You've got your trivia, Brazilian line dancing, Italian lessons, table soccer, ping pong, all kind of cool stuff.
The nightlife, of course, you got to hit the club, like 80s and 90s disco with DJ Federico. First-time cruiser Jeff from Los Angeles is here with us. Now, Jeff, since it is your first time ever cruising, did you have any expectations?
I literally had no expectations. Everybody else in my family has been on cruises, and I've been told that they've been just great things to experience, but I never have been able to see. And I couldn't even imagine as all the lights and shininess of this place. It's amazing. Everything is so crystal clean, and the people who clean my cabin are amazing. I don't even see them do it. And I disappear for 5 minutes, and I come back, and the room's completely cleaned and ready to go. I'm going, how the hell they do that?
What do you think of the food on board?
It's been very, very good. Everything's been very tasty, and I like experiencing different things. So I think I've tried pretty much something different every time I've had dinner, so that's good.
How about the shows? There's a lot to be said for these shows here. They're amazing, from the Cirque-style shows, people, you know, in the air twirling around, to some amazing operas on here. What do you think of the shows?
I think they've been absolutely wonderful. Some things that you can see elsewhere, but just the ability to see them, you know, see these same type of shows while you're on a cruise is mind-boggling, you know, to see the Cirque du Soleil type of stuff, the strength type of stuff going on while you're on something that, you know, this is just one aspect of it. All the other things on the ship are great, and this is just to be part of it is amazing.
There's a lot of naysayers out there who say that cruising is only for old people. I'll get bored on the ship. I'll get seasick. All that stuff, I'm sure you've heard it too. What would you say to those naysayers?
Wrong. That's simple. That's it. I'm 47 years old, and I found something to do. I've gone to bed at 2:30 in the morning at least 5 times this cruise.
Your experience on MSC, had they won you over, would you do them again?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've, like I said, I made a lot of good friends here, and some people I really want to keep in contact with, people at my dinner table, and now that it's my last day, I'm going around trying to find out how I can get in contact with the people on the ship, because that's something, it's like, where do you mail something? So, yes, MSC is definitely won me over. It's been a wonderful experience.
Have you read any of the cruise sites, the TripAdvisors and cruise critics? Because for me, this is my first time at MSC as well, and I read a lot of those reviews on Cruise Critic, on TripAdvisor and stuff, and it kind of set my expectations a little bit lower, to be honest, but they have totally wowed me.
Yeah. I too, being it was my first experience, I wanted to find out about it, and I read lots of reviews, and to be honest, it was either extremely poor or extremely good. And I have been trying to go through the people or the reviews that I remember of it being poor, and I can't agree with any of the comments that they were making. It's been overwhelmingly positive for me.
Jeff, I won't take any more of your time. Your voice is shot, buddy. I won't lie to you about that. Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure.
Let's talk about the food a little bit. I am just very happy there is a sushi restaurant on board. Mm-hmm. Kaito, the Japanese restaurant, has got a lot of high marks. If you want something more continental cuisine, there's L'Obelisco. Both Kaito and L'Obelisco have surcharges. For casual dining in the Lido area, there's Cafeteria Villa Pompeiana.
And if you want to dine in the cafeteria, do be prepared that it is just like a cafeteria. You start at one end of the cafeteria and you work your way down all the way to the other end.
Now, there are two identical lines on each side.
There is.
But again, this creates a little bit of a backup. A lot of the ships these days, you know, they have separate food stations where you can go here or there, and you don't have to wait in a long line. So this is a little bit of a drawback for the Poesia. The two main dining rooms, Il Palladio Ristorante and Le Fontaine Ristorante, offer the traditional dinners. I would say you're going to get your steaks and your pastas and your seafood and whatnot.
Yeah, prime ribs, sea bass, some great pasta dishes, and of course the cruise ship favorite, Baked Alaska, on one of the formal nights. And there is two formal nights on this sailing.
All in all, the food is good, I think.
I enjoyed the food. I thought some food was a little bit bland, but that's why there's salt and pepper shakers on the table to use.
We're going
to
snag the deputy purser here in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Really, Matt? Where are they going?
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruise.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Each episode, we feature Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. And just a quick shout-out to Jody with Porthole. Thanks so much for all the work you do. We really appreciate it each week. If you're cruising to one of Mexico's ports at the tip of the Yucatan Peninsula, you might want to consider making your way to Cancun to check out one of the coolest new attractions.
The Cancun Underwater Museum, which officially opened on November 26th, is the world's largest underwater museum. It's made up of 400 submerged, life-size sculptures that are based on real people and were designed to attract coral.
The exhibit by artist Jason DeCare Taylor is titled The Silent Evolution, and it took 18 months and 120 tons of cement to complete. Now visitors are invited to dive or snorkel amid these artistic sculptures, which definitely seems like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Check it out at underwatersculpture.com.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net. You can follow Cruise Radio on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Doug, you mentioned the formal nights on board. For the first time cruisers, tell everybody the difference between formal, informal, and casual attire.
Sure. For the formal is a gentleman tuxedo or a dinner jacket, ladies, a dressy outfit, formal gown, or a cocktail dress. Informal for the guys, a jacket and trousers, and ladies, informal dress or pants and a blouse. And of course, casual, a sports shirt and trousers, you know, khakis and a collared shirt or some nice jeans. And for the ladies, it's a dress, pantsuit, or sporty outfit.
Doug never cruises without a pantsuit.
Also, we forgot to mention earlier, there is another dining option, which is the 24-hour room service.
Yes, thank goodness for speed dial for your sake there, Doug.
Many late nights in the disco.
Dining after the disco.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we have the deputy purser here, Salvador Gugliotta. Welcome to Cruise Radio. First of all, when it comes to the overall operations of the Poesia, are many things done differently when the ship is in the Mediterranean as opposed to when it's in the Caribbean?
Oh, it's a little difference because American people are more... they expect more from the cruise because maybe they know more right. about the cruise ship, and they have more expectation. And in Europe, they have many different nationalities. You have mm-hmm. Italian, French, Germany. They are coming the cruise. We have to split our service, our menu, mm-hmm. our activity, and many different nationalities. And this area in Caribbean area with the American, we're doing our menu, our activity, most for the U.S. people, okay? Because that is the market, what the market that they wanted. Because even if you are an Italian ship, we're selling our cruise as Italian product. We work for American people, and we try to focus our attention with the American market.
How many employees and crew are in the hotel department overall?
Oh, in this ship and hotel department, we are around 700 people.
Salvador, how long have you been with MSC for?
With MSC, I am almost 6 years. Uh-huh. But I work in the cruise ship about 39 years. I love the cruise ship
right.
because the cruise ship is like a hotel floating. Of course, you must love the sea.
Right.
But that's to stay closer to the people. I like very much, really.
He is Salvador Gugliotta.
Right, that.
Thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio.
My pleasure, sir. Thanks.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel. Or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Follow me.
And, yes, more exciting interviews here. We got, what's your name?
Mike Barker.
Mike on the mic. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio,
it's
man.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It's actually almost the highlight of the night. Baked Alaskan, but I carry on. I guess it's a pleasure to meet you.
What did you think about this, your first time cruising? What did you think of the experience?
It was awesome. It was very good. Highly rated.
People say cruising is sometimes only for rich people, or you'll get bored on the ship and stuff like that, or people maybe, you know, only for old people.
I can see that there's all sorts of things to do here for a variety of ages,
uh-huh.
except for screaming kids in the dining room.
Besides yeah, it's never
that,
fun. As far as the shows, the food, the entertainment, what'd you think of all that?
The entertainment was fantastic, incredible. Cirque du Soleil, a whole variety. Not really keen on the opera,
uh-huh.
But I can appreciate it. And the lady
Absolutely.
Had a set of lungs.
Oh yeah. The other night there was a pretty cool fire show out there. What'd you think of that?
It was very good. They did a whole variety of things. Very talented.
Right.
The crew was awesome. The crew were from the servers to the people everywhere. Everywhere you went, they were very, very helpful, useful.
Yeah, good. If you had to give, say one thing to folks who have never cruised before, who may have been thinking about it, maybe on the fence, what would you say?
I would say that you're pampered. It's probably better than being in an all-inclusive resort.
Uh-huh.
I would recommend going on a cruise that, you know, you have more stops that you get off of. That
right.
was exciting. But this is first class. All the way around was first class.
Cool. Mike, thanks for being on Cruise Radio,
man.
It was
a pleasure.
John, welcome to Cruise Radio, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been on lots of cruises, as we've talked about before. What do you think about MSC?
MSC is a nice cruise.
Uh-huh.
A lot of good class on it.
Compared to other cruise lines you've been on?
Very, very clean ship. Very, very classy ship. And more my age ship.
As far as the entertainment goes, there's a little bit of opera, a little Broadway, karaoke, some cool little games. What do you think of all the things to do around here?
We enjoyed all of it, particularly the entertainment. It's very good entertainment.
I think you about summed it up, John. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio, man.
Thank you very much. We enjoyed being here.
Let's talk about the accommodations. They're really nice. We are on deck 11.
About a 50-square-foot balcony that we have. Also, two twin beds in there. Plenty of space, a storage space.
In the closet.
The closet is big.
Yes, it is, for all your fabulous shoes, Doug. And
right.
And all your different array of pantsuits. I will say, pretty disappointed in the television. Rather small. I see, I require at least 42 inches.
What about the television?
Oh, boy. I want to go grab a drink.
Yes.
Before we get out of here, just a final word. This is a really lovely ship. If you want to just come chill and relax and do nothing, it's perfect. But if you want some activities and lots of entertainment, it's there for you too, without being in your face, you know, bombarding you all the time. It's also great if you want to experience a lot of European culture without traveling a great distance. It's right there in the Caribbean here on MSC's Poesia.
But you have to be patient because it is a European line. There's a lot of European passengers. It's not only North American passengers. So there's like five different languages when they do some announcements. So
yeah, it's not all the time.
Yeah,
but just select messages.
Like the welcome aboard announcements are in like five different languages, and of course the lifeboat drill is, and a couple of other times throughout the ship. But it's not like overwhelming. A
couple of last things here. You don't need to bring converters or adapters for the outlets because they have both 110 and 220 plugs in the cabins. Big thanks to Julianne Corelli and all our colleagues in the public relations office with MSC. We appreciate all you've done to help set up this broadcast. Next week, it's all about the first-time cruisers. We'll field your questions from your emails. You know, you can always email comments at cruiseradio.net. And your phone calls, 866-874-7957. We'll talk to Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, Chris Elliott, and Chris Owen.
And a doctor will be here talking about norovirus as well.
If you crave even more Cruise Radio, we offer the unedited interviews. So much material that doesn't make it to the free shows each week. It's premium content. We'll give you a free trial, and then after that it's $2.99 a month, found only at cruiseradio.net. From the Cruise One Mobile Studios aboard the MSC Poesia, I'm Matt Basford.
I'm glad you can say it, and I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio. Promotional consideration by Hilton Garden Inn, Fort Lauderdale Airport Cruise Port,
where you can park and cruise or take advantage of the shuttle service.
Located at 180 Southwest 18th Avenue, Dania, Florida.
And when you stay there, tell them you heard about it on Cruise Radio.
Call 954-924-9204 or go to hgifllairport.com.
The proceeding was a presentation of Cruise Addicts.